You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
On Friday last week, myself, Francis, Joe and Liam jumped in the car and drove down the west coast to WOMAD.
WOMAD is an international arts festival. The central aim of WOMAD is to celebrate the world's many forms of music, arts and dance. This year saw a lineup with the likes of Yusso Undwa, Avondale Bowling Club, Sampa the Great, and a whole bunch more.
There was also a range of food, market stalls, and workshops. Interviews were taking place with writers, vendors were selling salt grinders, and local chefs came together to sell food from Venezuelan arepas to Hungarian langos.
After pitching some tents in the mud, we grabbed our mics and headed out to enjoy the festival and talk to the people of WOMAD. Here's Jerry to tell you about his personal history of the festival.
This is the 20th anniversary, and I remember I had only been living here in near Inglewood, near New Plymouth, for a year, and I saw it in the newspaper, the Daily Record, whatever it is, and I thought, you mean these bands are all coming here to New Plymouth? All these bands from all over the world? I couldn't believe it at first.
Joe couldn't believe it either. He was so excited, he rolled down the hill at the main stage.
Hello, my name's Joe. I'm here at WOMAD and I'm rolling down a hill.
Beautiful people, are we enjoying WOMAD today? Beautiful people, are you glad to be here today?
WOMAD 2023, I'm Joe.
I'm Francis.
And I'm Liam.
The sun's out, the vibes are on, we didn't sleep very well, but we are excited.
Liam was most excited about seeing ADG7 the night before.
They were fantastic, weren't they?
Yeah, they were awesome.
They were awesome.
So we are so much happy to be here, WOMAD, New Zealand, so beautiful nature, so fresh air. So we are from Korea, and our music is based on Korean traditional shamanic music and a folk song from the northern area of Korea. So we love to dance and singing with the audience. So every moment when we perform, we try to give powerful energy to audience and then make them dance, jump like this, boom, 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 like this, boom, boom, boom. So that was our motto. So thank you so much, New Zealand.
Name,
Namehi. Namehi.
Namehi.
What was your favorite act from last night?
Moite, the German brass band mixed with house music.
We are in the mosh. BFM, 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 BFM.
We are a marching band that plays techno music. We try, as a marching band, try to sound like synthesizers and drum machine who try to sound like a marching band. So,
Inception.
Yes, it's Inception.
I know you do a lot of street performances. What's it like when you go out and do a street performance?
Well, it's obviously different than playing the stage and being ready. And it's hard to explain. There's a moment where you realize, for me, it's like that, that now people are coming and being attracted to it, and it creates the feeling why, for me, of why we do it, because it's a spirit, we talked about it earlier, a spiritual thing, and sometimes you realize that more when you're within the crowd.
We had a chat to Jack at the kids' parade about Muay Thai too.
Hey Jack, what's on your flag?
A Germany flag.
Did you paint it yourself?
Yeah.
Did you see the German brass band?
I don't actually know if I did.
Have you had any food this weekend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What have you had?
We had
hot chocolate,
cookies,
and we had some chips.
And a quesadilla.
Oh
and,
my goodness.
And an American hot dog.
Jack wasn't the only one enjoying the food at WOMAD though. Joe also picked up some food and is coming in hot with the BFM food review.
Joe and I have just purchased kebab. You had Venezuelan food last night, Joe.
Yeah, I did. I got given free Venezuelan food. She looked at me, pointed at me, and she said, I'm a winner, and then I won a free arepa.
We're going to hear what a chicken kebab tastes like.
We've gone to Turkey. We're not in South America anymore. We've gone to Turkey. Obviously, there's a range of different food here.
He's bitten the paper. What does a paper seasoned kebab taste like, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I didn't plan that. hold on. I'll take one more bite. Beautiful. Great. I'll give that an 8.6.
And Liam has just turned up.
Perfect timing.
In perfect timing with some kind of fried bread. Do you want to explain what's on top of your fried bread here, Liam?
This is langos from Hungary, I believe. I've done a little custom order because I'm fancy like that. We've got pesto, tomato, jalapenos, cheese, and garlic. This is a solid 9 out of 10.
That it was. The food was so good, in fact, that Francis ended up having a chat to a few of the chefs and food stalls at WOMED 2023. She first started over in India.
I'm here with...
Hey, it's Richie from India today. So this is Indian. We got a lovely butter chicken. We got a beef masala. And then we got another chickpea curry with some aloo tikki on the top. Yeah, it's come with the tamarind, some onions and all. Making some fresh naan breads in here too.
What's your most popular dish?
Butter chicken. That's the most popular one. So
yeah,
really
butter
don't...
chicken. Yeah, Allah Habibi.
Yeah, that's the best, I think. And then, yeah, I mean, everything's going really great.
Yeah, we have a
chicken.
Special...
What are you selling at WOMED?
We're doing dosa, which is a savory pancake made of rice and lentil. It's gluten-free. And we got a vegetarian and chicken option.
Fantastic.
And we're from the restaurant called Orange Marriage in New Plymouth and Palmy as well. We got vegetarian one, which has potatoes, carrot, onion, ginger, and mustard seeds in it. And the chicken one, the similar way of cooking, the chicken added with that as well.
I'm here with Vicky.
We are making dumplings, yeehaw!
And what is on the dumpling menu?
So we've got a selection of plant-based and free-range meat dumplings, and we also got a cloudy bay clams too.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about your values, the kaupapa of what you're cooking?
So it was all about New Zealand ingredients. So all our meat is completely has to be free range. It has to be New Zealand. And we work with a lot of local suppliers and producers as well. So it's about supporting local food that is grown naturally in New Zealand and stuff like that, yeah.
Has it been a busy weekend for you?
Yesterday was absolutely smashed. But today it's been quiet. Sunday everyone's chilling out, so it's cool.
Beyond the music and food at the festival, WOMEDers can partake in all sorts of workshops and events that are happening throughout the 3 days, such as ongoing caricature drawings and workshops with the local dance companies.
We're at the instructional dance. Who are these guys?
The Madrid Dance Company from Wellington.
It's very, very serene. Liam's doing it at the moment. We're getting our caricatures done.
We are here with Michelle. Michelle, who's going to do a caricature of us?
So they can hang it up on the wall at BFM so everyone can revere us.
The fun isn't only for grown-ups, though. WOMED is an all-ages event with a dedicated kids' zone and all sorts of activities for the young whippersnappers to enjoy. I spoke to some of the next generation at the festival. You have flags for the parade. What is on your flag?
Sleigh.
Why does your flag say sleigh?
Slay the day away, that's why.
The kids were certainly slaying the day away, walking around in awesome costumes throughout the festival. We saw all sorts of crazy outfits, showing just how much people get into the WOMED spirit. The festival had a prize for the best costume, but we decided, bugger that, and introduced the unofficial BFM Costume Award.
Well, it's a tinfoil covered cardboard circle, and we put some glue inside and then stuck some balloons in.
Why is he wearing that on his head?
Because of the out of this world theme.
Do you think you're going to take the costume competition away?
We had no idea there was a costume.
I don't know if there is, I just made that up. But you can win the 95 BFM costume competition. How does that sound?
That sounds really good.
At the end of the day though, WOMED at its core is focused on the tunes and the vibes. It was awesome to listen to music from around the world and even cooler to chat to some of the artists performing at the festival. Just trying to push my bush while I push my youth in the pram. I bought with the kush I grew like push a man, push the pram. Push a man, push the pram. Push a man, push the pram. Uphill, uphill. Uphill, uphill. Uphill, uphill. Uphill, uphill.
Avondale Bowling Club, man. Here at WOMED 2023. Andrew Mokhtar. Hey, Liam, how are you going?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Joe. These guys are absolutely legendary. I believe that Johnny from good old 95 BFM Drive said that we should check them out while we're here, and they're very, very great, so great job, Johnny.
Shout out, Johnny. Thank you for recommending these guys. They're doing great. I don't think there's been a single band here which we have not liked.
Hello, Sample the Great. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
For those who may not be too familiar with your sound, how would you best describe it?
Eclectic sound, I'd say a mixture of genres, most notably hip-hop, but also soul, Zamrock, and Kalindula music. So the last two are genres from my country, Zambia. And I sort of mix that up, you know, the sounds that I'm influenced and inspired by and trying to create something new.
How do you work with both collaborating with artists and looking inwards to create a more visual and artistic side to your music?
I think I'm just a big fan of storytelling, whatever medium it is in. You know, a film is also a beautiful way to tell stories. Living within these two countries, you get to see things and get to hear of people's stories, and you just want to tell it in the way where people can visually see as well what you've been through, and things that you can't explain through words alone, you can explain visually. And there are things that you can't explain visually that you can explain through music. And so it's just a way to communicate human to human.
That was our Lil Womad document. Hello, Joe. How are you going?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very, very good. Very, very sleep deprived. Yeah. How was your Womad weekend?
It was really good. Thank you guys for coming with me. I think it was probably the most... It was a game changer for us with such young shows. Myself on the Thrift Store on Monday nights, and obviously you guys Friday midday. And, you know, like I said, we'd have two of the youngest shows here at BFM, and for us to go there and interview artists that were, you know, had quite a big name like they did, and really get to see all these performances, talk to heaps of people, it was a great opportunity for us to grow as hosts, essentially. So yeah, thank you guys for coming with me. The audio doco sounded amazing,
other than that last bit.
Other than, look man, so nice you had to hear it twice. Yeah.
And thank you to everyone at BFM who helped us get down there, and thank you to the people at the label who hosted us in the media tent. It was...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.